Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh, and man, I am flying solo today. And we're talking about something that I learned this week that I wanted to share with you. So I was on an episode with Warren Rustand. It's an episode we're going to air soon. And we had a great conversation. And I brought something up around who are we having conversations with? What is the quality of the conversations that we're having and how that defines how successful we are and how much money we make and how much power that we gain? And it's all really reflection of what conversations are we having and who are we having with and what are the quality of those conversations. And so I'm going to give some credit here to my business partner, Joe Duran, because this is a conversation he and I had this week. And he was talking about how he had learned from his mentor, Bob Doty, and I'm probably mispronouncing his name, but he was the chairman of Centurion Capital, Joe's first company, and chairman of United Capital as well. And so he had learned that from him. And it's this idea of you can look at where you're at in your career, where you're at in life from a success standpoint. And that is a direct reflection of the quality of the conversations that you're having. And it was really thoughtful. I was like, wow, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. Like, and this is a question I started asking myself, what kind of conversations, what is the quality of the conversations I'm having? So we start thinking about, for instance, the conversation I had with Warren Rustand. So Warren, anyone that's like really, when that episode comes out, I can't recommend enough. It's one of the best episodes I think I've ever had on the show in the 4 years I've been doing the show. And, you know, he was a person that came up, ended up working for the Gerald Ford administration, worked for the President Ford as both vice president, then president. And then he went on to running multi-billion dollar companies as chairman and CEO. So this is somebody that had some high quality conversations. And you start to think, okay, if you're the president of the United States, what is the quality of those conversations that are happening? Well, of course, you're the most powerful person on earth. You're going to have the most quality conversations because you're solving the biggest problems within those conversations. And so when we start to look at as a CEO or an entrepreneur, and you look at, well, where am I at in my career? What am I, where I want to be? But maybe you're just an executive. Maybe you're not an entrepreneur. And I'll take back the word just, but let's say you're not comparing yourself to a CEO entrepreneur. And I know I do that a lot, but let's say you're an executive. What is the quality of the conversations you're having? And start to think to yourself, am I having conversations that are putting me in a position of the outcomes I'm looking for? Am I dealing with BS problems? Am I having low quality conversations with people that maybe aren't at the level that I aspire to be at? And then the next question I would ask myself is, well, what do I need to do to get in that room? What room am I in? And do I have a voice at the table? What value am I bringing to those conversations? Because that's going to be part of that conversation as well, is are you able to bring value to those complex conversations? So I want you to take a second right now and just take inventory, take stock of, A, what rooms are you in? B, are you in the right conversations with the right people solving the right problems? And if the answer to those questions are no, any one of them, that's a really, really powerful moment that you can take a step back and say, maybe I need to reevaluate where I'm at. Maybe I need to reevaluate who I'm around. Maybe I need to reevaluate how I'm able to add value to the conversations I want to add value to. So when we start to think about these large aspirations, think to yourself a few things. Number one, what room would I need to be in order for that to be true, that outcome to be true? If I want to be, you know, I've heard someone say to me once, I want to be the next Oprah. Great. What room would you need to be in order for that, before that were to happen, in order for that to be true? Who would need to be in that room? What conversation would need to be happening, right? How would you be adding value to that conversation? Because you could be in the room with the right people. They can be having a great conversation. And if you're not able to add value to that conversation, you might as well not even be in the room, because the quality of that conversation is without you. And so I want you to really think about that. And for myself, I started thinking about it, and I started thinking about my current business I'm in at Rise. And it's a direct reflection of the quality of the conversations that I had over the past couple years that got me into the rooms I'm in right now. And what was missing for me prior to that was I had spent a lot of time in the mid-2010s learning a lot around raising capital and leadership and running an enterprise size organization. And I was solving really hard problems to scale my business and to get access to the things I just talked about. I had solved really, really hard problems around, well, how am I going to hire the right executives at a higher level? And it didn't happen all at once. It happened one step at a time. And each step I took, I would have be confronted with a new problem that I had to then get into a new conversation with to solve. So fast forward to the 2020s, where I'm in a new world. I'm doing advisory work with entrepreneurs, helping solve their problems. But there was a missing conversation I was having. The quality of the conversation I wasn't solving was how to build enterprise value that I was a part of. And that got me very clear on the fact that I wanted to get into private equity, because I wanted to solve that problem. And the only way I could do that was to have skin in the game. So then fast forward to the part where I'm building a organization that wants to solve the problems of RIAs, high growth RIAs. But I realized that I didn't have the experience to solve that problem in a way that would be meaningful to raise enough capital. Now take a step, huge step back. I had solved the problem in my previous business, my last business, we raised 9 figures of debt for that business. We had been multiple conversations around 9 figures of equity. I had had great conversations with world-class investment bankers. So I could bring value to the table as far as representing myself as someone who was competent in those circles. So this happened in the mid-2010s. And I'm someone that had had that quality of those conversations at that point in my career. And by the way, I got my foot in that door not because someone opened those doors for me. I went out there and looked. My former business partner, Ali Vafai, used to call it shaking the coconut trees. Darius is always out there shaking the coconut trees. And I would get in these conversations sometimes with folks that knew more than I did or had a vernacular or vocabulary that I didn't understand, that they were talking in like Wall Street speak. And I hadn't yet had those conversations. And I'd sit there and take notes. And I would go look up some of the words they had used. And then the next time around, I understood what they said. And the time after that, I might even use those words myself because I now spoke their language. The quality of that conversation increased and I was able to keep lockstep. And now when I was working with my leaders, I was teaching them, again, increasing the quality of those conversations. Some leveled up and were able to match the level of that conversation. Some were not. And at the end of the day, by doing that in my business, I increased the value of the conversations I was having externally with the folks that I was meeting outside of my organization, internally with the team within my organization. And it left me in a place in 2020, 2021, where I could have high quality conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs on how I could help them grow their business. So what did that do? That led that I could have a very valuable conversation with the CEO on what was wrong with their business, what they could do to make it better, and how I could help them. And I had one thing that mattered most, credibility, because I knew what I was talking about. So that put me on the road of having great conversations with entrepreneurs and CEOs on what they could do to better their company. Again, high quality conversations. The problem for me, though, was I didn't have skin in the game. And so I needed to change that conversation. So fast forward to last year, 2023, and I'm in a conversation with my business partner, now business partner, Joe Duran. And I had the quality of that conversation was so great that it led to what is now a partnership. And so when you start thinking about all those things, again, ask yourself, am I having the quality conversations I want to have the outcomes that I'm looking for? Because every single time I've been in a place where I wasn't where I wanted to be in life, it was a direct reflection of the quality of the conversations I was having. So you got to make choice. What room are you in? Who are you having those conversations with? Are they the quality of the conversations you want to have to create the outcomes you want? And what are you doing about it to create that? But you got to add value to the table, because no one's going to let you in the room, or they're not going to let you be a part of the conversation if you're not adding value. Start to ask yourself, what do I need to do to change the value I'm adding? Because this is all about value creation. I've learned one thing in my career is that if I can't bring value to the table, no one cares if I'm in the room. You know, we're all economic creatures. We're all self-serving creatures in that way. And I am, you are, we all are. And as much as we want to give, we got to give we also have to give to get. So I'm a really firm believer in leveling ourselves up so we can add the value to the conversation and really get into the conversations we want so we can get the outcomes we're looking for. So hopefully that was not esoteric, too esoteric. It was something for me where I was like, whoa, this was a huge epiphany when Joe and I were talking about this week. I appreciate him teaching me this. And when I was talking about this with Warren, the quality of that conversation, by the way, was epic. I'm looking forward to that episode coming out. So just ask yourself those questions, because I think it's going to give you a lot of insights into where you are and where you want to be in the future. With that said, hope you enjoy this episode. Until next time, peace out. We love you. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply and Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we hit a million-dollar order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, from canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. She's my lover. You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on, so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's
my lover. This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.